I'm Alan Dunlop, and I'm the founding director of FAME Mission, which was founded and pioneered 20 years ago. I have some stories, of course, from those days. One doesn't work in Africa for 20 years and not have stories to tell. Some of them are tragic. Some of them are almost tragic. But the Lord intervenes. And I'll tell you just one now where the Lord did intervene. It was in a birth. I have to say this right before I go any further. I am not medically trained. I don't go near the birthing room. I don't think it's my place to go. There are others trained and fitted for that. That's their forte. But it was 16 years ago now. We weren't long started, and a young 17-year-old girl was having a baby. Apparently, she'd been in the birthing room for already all night. And the young nurse, she was a good enough nurse, but she was only started with us. And like all new ventures, she sent for me in the morning. I remember the knock on the door at 6 o'clock. It was still dark. A visitor came. Dunlop, Dunlop, the nurse wants you. Now, I knew when I got that message, I knew there was something wrong. So I go up to the room. The nurse says, this young woman, she's having a baby. The fetal heart is getting weaker. She's not cooperating. What am I to do with this young lady? I said, listen, we have a clinic here for birthing. I'm not going to take this young lady to another hospital at this stage. I said, by the time I get there, by the time she's seen, it's going to be too late. This needs to happen. So I went to the young lady on the table. I took her hand. I said, listen, I told her what the nurse had told me. I said, there's nothing preventing, this is a normal birth. There's nothing to prevent you having this baby. And if you don't cooperate fully, you're going to have a dead baby. To cut a long story short, I stayed with her until the baby was born. The baby was born cold, stone cold. I couldn't believe it when I took it in my hands. But I had no time to wonder at this because the baby was what we call flat. It showed no signs of life. So the nurse took it, held it up by the feet, tapped it, get it moving, nothing. Neither voice nor hearing. And she left it down on the table. And I knew I couldn't ask the nurse to do then what I did. In a moment of, it wasn't desperation, but I knew if I didn't try, I couldn't win. So I quickly took a piece of gauze, put it over the baby's mouth, and began CPR. And I kept at it until the child began to breathe itself. And when the child was breathing, I remembered something my father told me. These things can only happen on a pioneer mission. I remember something my father told me. He said, when a young calf is born, when a young piglet is born, when a young lamb is born, heat is as good as food. So I took the baby, this cold baby, but breathing, and I opened my shirt and put it inside my shirt, covered myself with a blanket, and I sat for a couple of hours. And the baby began to make noises. And after 2 hours, it cried lustily, and I knew it was ready for the next stage. And so I took it, and I gave it to its mother. Its mother wasn't more than the child herself, 17 years of age. And I spoke to that young girl. I sent for her just recently. I called her to the compound just to see her. She's a big grown girl, and very possibly she has babies now herself. But that's what happened. It happened on the spur of the moment. It was successful. And all's well that ends well.